In Def Podcast, hosted by Barry Marks, Season 2, Episode 4, featuring Ali from Scary But Scary. Enjoy the show.
Peace, peace, peace. In Def Podcast, Season 2, Episode 4. Season 2, Episode 4. I got a very special guest with me. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
What's up, world? Barry Mars. Thank you for having me. This is Ali, aka Ali G's, because I got a lot of allergies. aka Fiend Ali, because I'm a true gamer at heart, playing this game of life with the rest of y'all. aka Allegory, because there's symbolism in everything I do. And I am the prophet of Scary But Caring and Bemunity Ballage. Thank you guys for having me.
Yes, thank you for being on the pod. You have a lot of AKAs.
I had to do the AKA, you know, I feel like they used to do that a lot before and it's not really a thing anymore.
Yeah, not as much with the new generation at all.
Right? And I'm old generation, so, you know, I got to keep it old.
Facts, 100%. So I think I'm going to start off by asking you top three herbs. Herbal remedies that you would like to share.
Oh, nice. Okay. So top three herbs. First, I would definitely have to say thyme. I used to call it thyme because it's spelled T-H-Y-M-E.
Right.
But thyme is a herb that I've been using for a minute now. And literally anytime I feel like I'm getting sick, or there's something maybe a little wrong, maybe I was around a few people that was coughing and not being too clean.
Right.
I'll take some thyme and I notice it always helps. And I only take a little bit. Like the suggested dose, if you take it in capsules, is probably like 2-3 times a day. I'd literally take one capsule. And seen a big difference. So I'm a big believer in thyme. Second, I would say probably lavender. Because lavender is popular, right? But people forget how healing lavender can be when it comes to the aromatherapy of it and even ingesting it. The way it helps calm you and soothe you. So definitely lavender is up there. And third, damn, this is kind of hard because there's so many herbs.
Right.
Something I take daily, would be Gotu Kola, which is a cool name, G-O-T-U. Kola, K-O-L-A. Gotu Kola is mad cool. It's my go-to. usually I'll take it at night because they say it's a sedative. And I noticed that it really, really helps with your digestive and it helps with your muscles. So like I started back going to the gym and you know, that first week could be hell. Like you trying to, you know, like you're in pain and you know, you got to keep going, but it's like, do I have to? And I feel like Gotu Kola is really helpful,
right?
You know, like to give you that push. So yeah, I would say that's the top three: thyme, lavender, and Gotu Kola.
Dope. I've got to remember that Gotu Kola. I've never heard of that before.
Gotu Kola, yeah, look it up. It's really, really, it's really cool. I don't even know how I came about finding it, but it was a few years ago, and I actually just forgot about it. And then like I was having like certain symptoms. I'm like, damn, what do I need for this? Like, then I'm like, wait a second, Gotu Kola. So Gotu Kola is really, really up there.
But yeah, check it out. For sure. All right. Next question. This is gonna be a pretty layered question.
Ooh, all right.
So
I get my notepad.
All right. So in regards to meditation. Now, imagine you're about to meditate, right? You get to pick a dream location to meditate, a specific time frame to meditate, like, you know, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, or however long. and you get to pick the kind of meditation that you get to do. So what would be your dream location to meditate? Ooh. Your average time that you would like to meditate in that dream location, as well as the meditation that you would choose to meditate in that location.
So when you first said that, I thought the beach. Right. But then I was like, I don't think I've actually ever meditated on the beach, and I don't want sand in my nose.
So yeah.
Right. But definitely in the sun. I would say probably on grass. So probably like a park, something like that. Or I mean, because I'm in New York, I don't have a backyard. So you know, I don't actually think a park, but
right.
You know, if I had my own backyard, then yeah, in the grass, definitely when the sun's out. How long? I would say between 10 and 15 minutes. Just cool, because cool. 10 minutes, I like the 10 minutes. Usually I feel like that's the lead that I should be doing. And if I can get to 15, you know, I'll get to 15 since I'm out in the sun, get a little tan, why not? And the type of meditation I would do would have to be, it would have to be more like a breathing exercise.
Mm.
So, I don't know if I showed you, but Wim Hof.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, that guy. Look him up, guys. Wim Hof. He is an OG. But yeah, I would do something like that, because when I'm doing the breathing exercises, I feel like I'm getting more air into my lungs, sort of.
Right.
More of like a working out type of thing. Like I'm working my lungs out more than relaxing, because if I'm in the sun, in the grass, you know, I'm chilling and I'm really breathing in and getting that oxygen in, I feel naturally I would relax.
Right, right.
Like, you know, more than me trying to really like be chill and get into that meditative state. So definitely like a Wim Hofman breathing exercises. There's so many breathing exercises out there.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many. I literally don't know about all of them, but Wim Hof has done me good for a minute now. So definitely for this question, yeah, I'm taking Wim Hof on the grass, 10, 15 minutes in that nice beaming sun.
Dope, dope, dope. And that's the first time I've ever asked a question like that. So you're the first person I've asked that.
Nice.
For sure.
I'm so honored. Thank you.
No, definitely, definitely. Okay. This is a random question I'm about to ask.
We gotta get random.
Right. So four people in your dream blunt rotation.
All right. You threw me off for real. Four people that are alive. Can they be characters?
Anything
at all.
Mm-hmm.
Four people. Damn. Okay. I hope I don't offend anyone by leaving them out. But wow, four people. I've never actually thought about this. Everyone usually says like Snoop Dogg, you know, Bob Marley. I mean, of course, I would love to be in a cypher with them.
Yeah.
But, you know, everybody else wants them there. So I got to choose somebody that no one else is really choosing. looking around my room right now, but I say first person would probably be Michael Myers.
Ooh.
That would be so cool. I've never actually even thought about that, but now that you asked and brought it up, yeah, I got to see where that guy's mind is at and probably right. Get him to chill, you know? So Michael Myers. I don't want to just give characters also, you know, I gotta be smoking with some real people.
Right.
Whoa, this is hard. Sorry. You really threw me off. This is a great question. another person. Another person would have to be my big brother who passed away. I never got to share a joint with him or a blunt. That would be really cool.
Right, right.
Michael Myers there. You know, he'd be like, what the hell is this? Why did you invite me to the Syfe? But that'll be really cool. You know, ask questions I've never got to ask before type of deal. I think that would be amazing. Third person. Who would my third lucky person be? Definitely someone I want to learn from. So would have to be, oh, a man named Billy Carson.
Ooh.
You know what Billy Carson is?
That would be fire. That would be fire.
Yeah, that would be OD. Yeah, I would love to sit with him, smoke one, and just pick Billy Carson's brain. Like, yeah. That would be, right? The combination right now is a little all over the place, but...
I wonder how the dialogue between Billy Carson and Michael Myers would be. Cause like Billy Carson is such like basically it's like very coastal, you know, very relaxed. I wonder how that dialogue would be.
That would be really, really funny. Damn, you got me thinking about this Syfe now. Like, how is this going to turn out? And the last person. Ooh, the last person. I gotta throw some music in here. So I got my movie guy, Michael. I got my family brother. I got Billy Carson, man from out of this world. So I gotta throw somebody from music in there, and that would have to be MF Doom.
Ooh.
Doom gotta be in this squad right here. He has to be. And I think it would be really interesting just us together.
Right.
Right? Because these are completely different worlds, literally. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, that would be, whoa, man, you got me thinking now real hard, like, rethinking the people I smoke with now. But yeah, the conversations would be, that would be crazy. I would like to see if we can get Michael to talk a little bit.
Right.
You know, see what Michael would have to say. But I know Billy Carson would definitely have each of us, you know, like listening to him probably.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
And Doom would just be there, like creating a story while it's happening.
Right. You know?
And me and my brother would be there literally. I mean, I hope my brother would enjoy that team I put together. You know,
right.
like my sister is a little out of her mind, but... He's cool. Really, right. Really good question.
Thank you.
I think I'm going to think about that from now on. You know, like the people I would like to Syfe with, because when you're smoking with people, you know, you're not just smoking. Everyone tends to act different and things come to your mind, you know, that naturally wouldn't.
Right.
So I believe that would be a conversation full of gems. You know, and really, really cool to think about.
For sure. All right, so let's see. I had my next question. Let me try to form.
Yeah, I went far.
No, it's cool. Let's see. What was I gonna ask? Oh, okay. So give one spiritual tip, one mental health tip, and one life tip that you could give today.
Ooh, spiritual tip, mental health tip, you said?
Yeah, and just a tip for life in general.
All right, spiritual tip. A spiritual tip I can give is that there is so much as humans we cannot see or hear. So sometimes when we feel alone or down, we have to remember that there are literal spirits here working for us or patting us on the back, like just here for us, basically our cheerleader. Right. So that's very spiritual. You know, whatever you believe in, at the end of the day, it's facts that we cannot see all or hear all.
Right.
You know, so there must be something else, spiritually, you know, that will always just always be there for us. That's something to always keep in mind, you know, because as humans, everything is so physical, work, your health, you know, just everything that you're doing is so physical, you sort of forget the spiritual. A mental health tip, I would say, is definitely drink your water and remember that there is no competition.
Right.
At all. You know, they always say, go to the supermarket, go to the bread aisle. There's like 1,000 of fucking breads there. All those breads are going to get ate. They're all going to get bought, you know, like,
right.
We are bread in the supermarket aisle. I feel like people usually want to get ahead, or, you know, it's just always this thing of comparison also.
Mm-hmm.
And we are so special. There's no need for any of that. So that's why I say drink your water, you know, like chill. You should definitely be drinking your water. That's automatic. I shouldn't have to say that, but you know, you have to.
Right, right.
But yeah, definitely drink your water and yeah, mind your business, because if you're trying to be in other people's business, it's sort of like you thinking of a way to be better than their business, sort of.
Right.
Know? Like, these breads are just making the bread. Like, they're not worried about what one the bread is doing and all this stuff. They're just baking.
Right.
So I could say drink your water and be bread.
Right.
And a life tip in general. A life tip in general would be that life is a game. Mm. Life is a game. There are levels to this game. And there is only one main character usually in this game, and it's you.
Mm.
And I feel like sometimes we forget about that. You know, when we get into this game world, everything else has our focus but us. And if I'm trying to level my character up, how am I going to get to the next level? So I really like to think of things in video game terms, because it breaks it down so much easier, right? We don't know anything like about life. We could know so much and we still don't know anything, you know, but the one thing we do know is how to play, you know, like. So I feel like people really need to chill and not take things so serious sometimes. And, you know, like, just know if you didn't beat this level, you have a million chances to beat that level and keep going. And all of us have our own version of a game. You know, like, we all have our own objectives. We all have our own special. I like to mention this a lot. This is like, I don't know if this is in other games. It probably is. But in the Fallout game, special makes you up. So the S stands for strength. The P is for perception. The E is for endurance. The C is for charisma. The I is for intelligence. The A is for agility. And the L is for luck. And we have all of that. Some of us are at different levels, of course, but that's fine. We're at the exact level we're supposed to be on. So that's definitely a tip I would give to people. Like, life is a game. And if you're having one of those really hard ass days, just think about what you would do if you were in a game and it was a really hard game mode. You're not gonna stop until you beat that shit. So definitely. That's a great tip that I sort of remind myself of daily or just when I need it.
This episode is like a spiritual reset. I feel like I'm meditating right now. Like I'm taking in, I'm the listener. This is your podcast at this point. You're teaching me. Like you're
tuning in to end up with Ali G's.
I'm going in depth with you right now. I'm not the host. You're the host. This is cool. This is definitely cool.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
For sure. So before I get you to plug yourself in as well as give the surprise you wanted to give, I definitely want you to talk about Scary But Caring, how you came up with the brand, what your brand does, and what you seek to do with the brand in the future.
Nice. So Scary But Caring is my second baby because my first baby is my turtle.
Right.
But Scary But Caring came about, I was working for corporate, and the entire time I was working for corporate, I'm like, damn, you know, I thought this is what it's supposed to be when you make it. You got a corporate job, you know, everything just now falls into place. And something obviously wasn't clicking with me because it just did not feel right. So I've always, you know, like try to help out friends and stuff through astrology, through human design, and through like wellness tips, herbs, fruit, food. So Scary But Caring is like official for me because I made it into a business. I trademarked it. So now we're here, and this is not just something that I do for fun anymore. It's something that I make money from, something that helps a lot of people, something that wakes people up. I just wanted to sort of create like a community where people can come to me and ask for help if they need it. Or like, you know, if they have questions about something, like I really don't even care what it is, you know, this is life, like whatever you want to ask me.
Right.
And I feel like it's very important to be blunt about those things because a lot of people don't like to ask about it. Usually we go to Google and ask Google stuff.
Right.
And Google like will give us the most extreme answer. And now we have anxiety. So I want to sort of be like Google without the anxiety.
Right.
So for Scary But Caring, I'm focusing on astrology, human design, and sea moss specifically. So people can purchase sea moss from my website, or they can purchase readings from my website. On social media, usually I like to give out free tips. So usually whoever comes my way and has a question, I'll be there to answer it for them. And I really just want to give people insight to things I didn't have or things I just wasn't aware about. I feel like it's important for me to share this because it needs to be known. There's so much secret in this world, or like so many things that is right in front of us. And we don't even realize like the tools are right there. So I also consider myself sort of like a tool you could use, like, you know, like to fix whatever it is you're fixated on at the moment. So like, usually I have friends that will come to me, like, just like how you said, oh, what are your go-to herbs? Or like, what herb is good for this, for that? With astrology people, usually the question I get is, why am I this way? Mm-hmm. It's always the question that I get. And it just shows me a lot that if we just give people these little tools, they can see these answers that they were searching for this whole time, that they probably already knew about. And really, really all I'm doing is just confirming. I'm not telling them who they are. I'm not telling them anything. I'm not putting any ideas into anyone's head. You're just talking to me, and I'm just helping you see what is right in front of you that you can't see.
Mm.
I would sort of say I'm probably like a pair of glasses also, right? Things are a little blurry, but then you put me on and then it's like, oh shit, it's clear now. This makes sense. And that brings me so much joy because I sort of didn't have that. So when I got into food and herbalism and just natural overall healing,
right,
I had that feeling, you know, that wow, like it's those fireworks that go off in your head. And I want people to feel that. It was a great feeling. I woke up.
Right.
So it just really brings me a lot of joy and makes me happy when I can help others feel that way. So Scary But Caring is like, you know, shit is scary. Life can be scary. This video game is like a scary video game.
Right,
like,
right.
You know, like sometimes people have that big boss round every week where you're fighting the boss or the villain, you know? So I want people to know that, you know, like we care. You know, it's scary, but we care for you and we know that it's scary. We have been through this and we want to show you that we care because a lot of the times it could feel like no one cares. Sometimes all you need is literally just to know someone cares or supports you. They're there for you, you know, something like that. And it really, really helps. So my goal is just to build this Scary But Caring community.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say like back in the day, chat room type of vibe where, you know, you could just like log into this world sort of. And, you know, just chat away and like speak about stuff that maybe you don't want to speak about to your everyday friends. I also like that Scary But Caring is a little anonymous. They don't know who runs it. Is it a girl? Is it a guy? Like, what's going on here? You know, like, so I sort of like that when people contact me, I don't even know who they are. I have no idea what they look like, you know, like I just know your name, where you were born, you know, your time of birth and your birthday. I don't know anything else. So also I love that this is not something where there can be any judgment.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that astrology is known to be very judgmental. You open up the newspaper back in the day and it said Virgo is like this, Capricorn's like this, Scorpio is like this. Ooh, you know, and like all this scary shit. So I want to show the caring part of it, which is no judgment. Because at the end of the day, I do want to also plug this in because it's very important. At the end of the day, we are made up of these 12 energies. So when people want to judge a certain energy, a certain zodiac sign, you are literally judging a part of yourself. So it's very, very important that we become aware of this and we see that we are all the same, just made up a little different. So I think that astrology really, really would help open a lot of eyes. It's also, at the end of the day, it's all math. So if you believe in math, you believe in astrology. And people don't realize that until they get in depth with it. Because at the end of the day, everything is literally numbers and angles. We work with degrees. So it's very, very mathematical. So yeah, I would definitely like suggest for people to think about that, you know, before you want to get into anything, just think about that, right? And no judgment here and math. Because once you come into this world looking at it with those eyes, it's a whole different ball game. This is not the astrology your grandma was reading in the newspaper.
Right. Cool. So speaking of mathematics, that brings me to my next question. Now, before I get to this question, I just want to give a little insight to something that I experienced. So my last job, before I started working at the one I'm at now, I kept seeing repeating numbers everywhere, to the point where it was like, man, I haven't seen 999 yet. 999, that's the number of completion. 9 is the number of completion. So I started seeing 999. That was that day that I kept singing. It was like, boom, 999 here, everywhere. Then I had a conversation with a woman. I forget what her name was, but it was the most important conversation I've ever had in my life. She told me, to kind of like shorten it up and not be too long and drawn out with this, she basically told me, I can't say that, you know, you're ready because you've graduated. Which let me know, okay, God, the universe is trying to tell me something, because for this woman to not even have known me, because I worked at a call center, for her to have not even known me and said that, it's like, wow, you know, this stuff is real. You know what I mean?
How did she know?
Yeah. So I'm like, this is very, very real. I need to hit her up, actually, because she gave me her number and everything.
I'm going to say, you better remember her name.
I forgot her name, but I did write it on a piece of paper. But so I say all that to bring me to my next question. This is going to be an interesting question. Okay, what is your life path number, as well as your favorite number?
So, oh wow, that's really funny. I found out about my life path number. I got into it, and then I started, you know, so much with astrology and everything else. But my life path number is 9.
Wow. So that's so crazy. Oh yeah, my goodness.
What the hell? That's mad crazy that you said that. So when I first learned about it, the first thing I read was like, yeah, basically like I graduated, right, from so many lifetimes. Mm-hmm. I've been here so many times before. This may be my last one.
Ooh,
so I was like, oh damn, like, okay, you're telling me that's it for me, like I better start living now,
right?
You know, like that type of feeling. But when I found that out, a lot of things clicked and made sense, because it made me realize why I've always felt the way I felt. Like when I was little, I felt like there was just more. I didn't know what that meant, but I've always just felt like more.
Mm.
You know, like this life that we see is not just this life. So it made me realize like, oh, maybe that's why I think that way. I've been here so many damn times before.
Right.
Like I'm in this last one or whatever, like this completion stage. And I guess, I don't know, like it really clicked, and I truly believed it. I'm like, wow, you know, it makes sense. When you read something,
mm-hmm.
just like you said, somebody has no idea. They don't know who you are. Like, wow, how do you know this? Right. Again, with the numbers, right? Mm-hmm. Like sort of speaking to us. My favorite number has always been 3. Mm. Just because there was something about 3 to me before I really even found out what 3 was, sort of. Mm. I got into studying Nikola Tesla. Mm. And Nikola Tesla is big on the number 3. And he always said, if you, I'm not quoting this exactly right, but he said something like, if you know the secrets or understand the secret, no, if you understand the meaning of the number 3, you will understand the secrets of the universe.
Mm.
So when I read that, I'm like, damn, like this guy is saying this about 3. There's something with the number 3 there. And you know, there's something with like death comes in 3s, right? There's something with 3. So 3 always called out to me because it was like, ooh, You know, what is this? Like, what is with the number three? And then I realized also there's a lot about like breaking numbers down. So like if you break down the number nine, it breaks down into three.
Right.
The lowest it can break down to. Yeah, something like that. So I would say definitely three. Usually I'll go with eight sometimes. Like if someone says pick a number, I'll go with eight because I'm born in August and that's like my natural human number. But spiritually, yeah, I would say definitely three. And nine, I just graduated, right? So I'm still feeling nine and seeing what nine's all about.
Right, right.
What life path number are you?
Four.
Oh, nice. Four. And I know four also has something to do with foundation.
Right.
Right? Because four in astrology terms, the fourth sign would be Cancer.
That's what I am. I'm a Cancer.
See, look at this. Yo, like... So, wow. Okay. You see, look, I don't even got to say nothing more. Like, that was the proof is in the pudding, right? Like
for sure. This is nuts. Oh my goodness.
And you see, it's so cool, right? Like when you start speaking about these things, you get a lot of this type of feeling, right? Where like, yo, that's crazy. Or like, this is nuts. Like, and it's so funny because it's a feeling we consider crazy and nuts because it's not of the norm, right? Mm-hmm. This is not something you learn in school, right? This is not something you're really taught. So this is also like the world that I want to teach people, you know, or like just put them on. I don't really like to say teach so much because I feel teachers, school. Like, I don't know. I just, the whole theme of the word, like, I don't want to be your teacher. I just want to put you on, like, you know?
Right, right. For sure. You know, I have an interesting take on that because when I first got into spiritualism, I thought like, wow, this is, you know, in a sense, not necessarily normal. And then I grew spiritually, you know, I started doing different kinds of meditations, Kundalini, past life regression meditation, heart chakra healing meditation, all of these different meditations. And then, you know, when you do these meditations, you change, you know, your mind changes, you just change inside. And then that's when, you know, the thought was placed on me that this is normal. What we're living in right now is what's not normal.
Yep. Can we clap? Yep.
Yeah. Like, I got to add in some clap sound effects right there. But yeah, like we were taken away from what was the original normal.
Yep.
I don't think we were supposed to be living in brick houses and walking on paved roads where plants were supposed to be growing. This is why we have earthquakes, mudslides, all of these things that have disrupted the natural ordinance of nature and life as, you know, God in the universe wanted it to be.
Yeah, it's a disaster, right? Natural disasters, yeah. It's a disaster what it has become. Right. And you see, I love that you said that, yeah, because the word normal, right? What is normal?
Right.
Like whatever is normal to us is just what we were taught when we came here as humans.
Right.
Right. So everyone's idea of normal is different, but it's literally just what you were taught, what you were conditioned to believe is normal.
Right.
So I feel like once you get to the root, like you just said, like how you just explained perfectly, once you get to that,
right.
Things start to make so much more sense. Like, wow, I was not living normally this entire time.
Right, right. Facts. Yeah, this is going to go down as like one of my favorite episodes for sure. This was dope.
Thank Thank you. Thank you. I'm you already know I'm honored to be here. Honored to speak with you. It's dope to speak with you always. So this
sure.
is cool as hell. Thank you.
For sure. No problem. Thank you. Thank you. Like I said this guy's off of air. You should start your own podcast. This might be a sign for you to start your own podcast.
It might. You're definitely giving me an invitation, and now I have to see whether I accept this invitation or I deny it.
Right.
That's something that I've been learning in human design, which is something that's like astrology.
Mm-hmm.
But I learned that some people are supposed to work their ass off
mm-hmm.
and get paid, and some people will work their ass off and for some reason not get paid.
Mm.
So with me, I have to wait for these invitations.
Right.
My human design, literally, my design is me waiting for an invitation, seeing like, how do I feel about this? Is it a go or is it a no?
Mm.
So you literally inviting me right now, it's giving me a little bit of the go, but my human conditioning nervousness makes me like, you know, can I do this? But seeing you do this amazingly the way that you do, you know, it gives me some insight and it teaches me a lot. So thank you. You have taught me so much. So it's an honor for real, for real, for real.
For sure, for sure. Thank you as well. Thank you so much. So with that brings the podcast to a close. Go ahead and plug yourself in before we reveal a very special surprise that you have.
So you guys can catch me on Instagram at Scary But Caring. I also have like an art random free fun page, which is Bemunity Bollage. So community college, but with the B's, because I like to put stuff on there that they're not gonna ever teach you in community college.
Right.
you can go to my website, scarybutcaring.com. I have astrology readings there as well as CMOS. And what else is there? I think that's it. Yeah, there's so many things. So I'm like, yeah, those are the main ones. Scary But Caring, Bemunity Bollage, and scarybutcaring.com.
Cool, cool. So without further ado, go ahead and reveal the surprise that you have for our listeners and followers.
So for the listeners and followers, I have a surprise. I will be giving away free readings to those who follow these specific rules. And if you do not follow them specifically, Barry will tell me. So I need you guys to email scarybutcaring@icloud.com. In the subject, you can put Barry Mars. Then I need you guys to screenshot proof that you are following In-Depth Podcast and actually subscribe to the show. And in the body of the email, I need you to provide your name. It can be anonymous. You don't have to put your government nickname, whatever you like. Your date of birth, time of birth, and location of birth. So once these are received, then you will receive a free reading for being a listener to the podcast and for just being amazing people. Because I mean, you got to be amazing if you're in, you know, if you're listening to this, like it's automatic. I already know. So I got to show love and yeah, hit me up and I'll be expecting to hear from a lot of you guys. Thank you.
Definitely. Definitely. Once again, thank you for joining the pod. This has been very informative, very serene, very relaxing. Oddly enough, this is episode 4 and we were just talking about the number 4. This is so crazy.
Yo, full circle.
Yeah, full circle. Real.
Nice. You see, it's meant to be. So you guys come get your free reading. so you could feel a little of what we're feeling, right?
For sure, for sure. But all right, guys, season 2, episode 4, NDEF podcast. Everyone take it easy. Peace, peace.
Peace. Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed episode 4 of season 2 of NDEF podcast. Tune in next Monday for episode 5 featuring Rhyme Equals Greatness. NDEF podcast.